can see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad and the air is acid rain. War after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watching for Jesus program on this 2nd of February, 2015. And welcome. My name is Thomas Campbell. I'm the host of this show. And y'all are welcome here today and this week. Several things, issues I'm going to talk about. Humanism unmasked. The attack on the military. Attack on the family. And attack on your children. And there's things you can do now about it. Stopping it? No. Delaying it? Maybe. Protecting your family? Yeah. This is coming. The tide's coming. But everybody's focused on the bug out bag and what you're going to put into it. Everybody's focused on that and getting the ammunition at surplus stores and your big iron pot to cook in when you go live off the land, you know, that sort of thing. Your fishing that you're going to fish that nobody else knows about, and the cave you're going to live that nobody else knows about. The log cabin you're going to build in the Ozarks that nobody knows about. Yeah. And all you snake eaters out there, former Marines. I'm a former Marine. You think because you are scout sniper and SEAL and whatever you are, that you're going to escape this? It's not going to happen. It is not possible. You'll last longer than most when this thing does hit the fan. The placating part will surprise you of paying off debt and bringing peace after the next chaotic situation is going to come up. Then there'll be peace and it's going to hit the fan bad. Family, you better be ready. And you snake eaters and SEALs and all you guys, you better know what you're dealing with. Because if you did, you'd be out talking about it. Right now, you're thinking you're going to survive, and you will not. You will not. because you got to know what your enemy is. And those in the secret services and the special agencies and special military and all that, you better know. You already know that you have to have a briefing on who the enemy is. And you have not had a briefing on who the real enemy is. It's not happened. Not in your entire time in the military SEALs. I don't care if you're an admiral. If you did, then you would be out of the CFR. You would not be lying to people. And you wouldn't be putting our troops on the line and not letting them know what they're really up against. And you so-called admirals and generals, don't matter what kind of medals you have, it means nothing. At the Council of Foreign Relations, your time's coming. Your time's coming. Unless you renounce it, get out of there and expose the CFR for what it really is. As long as you kowtow to the secret societies, you're going down. It's way out of your control. Because what you're dealing with is supernatural. This alien nonsense, lizard, reptilian, blah, 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 garbage at Ike and all these other Woodcock and Rob Sheba and all these people, they're misleading people so bad it's not even funny. It's ridiculous. Family, it's time to get down to business and get the truth out to people and stop fooling around with cartoons and get to the reality of it, or you're going to be left behind. Seriously, left behind. Family, I'm going to talk this week and today. The subject starts off with weep for your children. And that's going to be the theme for the next couple of days. Then I'm going to talk about how the military has been targeted by their own people. And expose as much as I can. Also have inside information, you might say, that on King Salman at Salman, whatever, up in Saudi Arabia, that ties into Al Qaeda and the fake Al Qaeda and fake ISIS and Saudi Red Crescent Society. Oh, it gets nasty, ugly, and bad. Carlisle Group, Bush, Queen Elizabeth II, man, they're all connected. Ooh, and they are bloodline. Bloodline. We're going to hopefully uncover a lot of that this week, too. I spent four years, actually, in Saudi Arabia, Riyadh, which encompassed Hafuf, Dammam, and Jeddah. And then I was 5 years in Kosovo, so I saw it there and how the Islam infiltrated. And our own government was so out of whack, it wasn't even funny. I saw it firsthand. I even got involved in it. That's why my tour over there got cut short. Because I made sure everybody knew what I knew and what I found out, and I give it to everybody. I don't care. We cut my time there short, though. It tends to do that. Family, I'm going to give you as much information this week as possible. It's recorded. It'll be on my website. Remind you all that about 3 minutes till the hour closing, 5:57, TalkStream Live shuts down as normal. And so if I'm in the middle of a sentence, it'll just cut right off, and then it'll go into my 24-hour loop. Oh, no, actually, it'll cut off. Yeah, because they don't give me 24/7 on TalkStream Live. So when I usually don't finish exactly 5 minutes before the hour, so I just keep talking as normal. So on my website, you can hear me the whole time because I'm there 24/7, either archives, recorded 24-hour loop, or when I'm talking live from 4 to 6 or 8 to 9, Bible study at night, Monday through Friday, I just keep talking till the top of the hour. You understand? So between 5:57 and 6 o'clock, I'll have 3 minutes of dialogue. I'll be finishing up, you see, on my website. On Talking Live, it shuts down 3 minutes to the hour. So if I'm talking, say, like at 5:57, all of a sudden it shuts down, then you go to my website. You hear me continue to talk for another 2-3 minutes to finish up, you see? TalkStream Live, if you all would for me today, go to TalkStream Live, whether you're listening on my website or not. go to TalkStream Live and put my name up there, find my picture, click on it, go to my page there on TalkStream Live, and then click on that green bar. A media player will pop up, and you can listen there if you want to, or you can click it off then and go back to my website by clicking the picture. And then listen on my website or listen to TalkStream Live. But the main thing is go to TalkStream Live, click that green bar beside my face on a photo, and that gives a vote of someone who's there. And that moves me up in the ratings. Why do I want to be moved up in the ratings? I get nothing for it, but it moves me up. So people usually check the top 10 of all the talk streamers, and they don't usually check the bottom. They check the top. And the top 10 usually. And that just makes more listeners. That's all I'm looking for is listeners. To get the truth to people. That's it. I gain nothing from this. Nothing. Have no commercial value. No commercialism whatsoever. You see, this is to get the truth out. And I know what the truth is. But, here's the catch. I don't want you to believe me. Do not believe me. I want you to challenge everything I say. Challenge it, man. If you believe me, then stop believing me. Challenge it anyway. You see? And if you believe me, fine. If you don't believe me, it don't matter. You challenge everything I say. Go after it. You see? And you find out yourself. You can right now before the time comes that they restructure the internet. And if you say, well, I just can't find what you said, you send me an email or my webpage, Facebook, WatchmenForJesus, and contact me. I will give you what references I have and where I got my information. You got to put the information in your head to know the enemy, to deal with the enemy, defeat the enemy, delay the enemy. You got to know who you're fighting, who you're dealing with. That's common sense. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, the people at the highest level of your government, at the highest level of your military and in this industry are not telling you the truth. That's a provable fact. Because they belong to secret societies. Let's get started. Thank you, Lord, for today. Father, we thank you for this opportunity we have. Thank you, Father, for your Son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross for our sins. Lord, we pray today you guide us this week. Father, we dedicate these programs to you. And Father, that you use these programs, work through us all. Work through me, Lord, when I talk, Lord, and if I miss, Lord, to convict me if there's something missing. If, Father, if I fall away, my thoughts are misguided. Father, you put me back on track. And Father, I can't do it myself. Lord, we pray for our families. Father, we need the Holy Spirit to touch down on our families and come in touch with those that are on the verge, that are, Father, sometimes they get lazy. Sometimes, Father, they don't study the Word. And sometimes, Father, Satan gives them excuses. And all these things, and all these avoidances that keeps them from learning the Word. Father, to open up their eyes, give them that insight through the Holy Spirit that will give them the incentive to study, Lord. Sometimes they need it. Lord, our country is so dumbed down and apathetic that, Lord, we need a touch of the Holy Spirit to get it moving. To bring those watchmen out. To bring those that are going to preach the truth. And Father, to expose those on the pulpit today that are avoiding the truth. Those that are controlled by the government through the 501c3. Father, those that belong to the National Council of Churches, Lord, to expose them, to convict them that they'll get out of these organizations. Lord, we call for an awakening in the military at the highest level to give those at that level, Father, the courage to step away, Father, and take that chance and to tell the truth. Renounce the blood oaths. And Father, to use the Holy Spirit to guide these Freemasons and those that don't know what's going on at the highest level. Father, to give them the courage to step away from the organization, step away from their religion. And Father, to expose it for what it really is. And the courage to renounce a blood oath and stop telling lies to the families and start telling the truth. Lord, that no secrets in the families. Father, the only way to do that, to expose these blood oaths that they take, and Father, to expose it for what it is. Lord, we send these prayers, Lord. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Family, I'm just going to keep on talking. Well, that should be a radio program, don't I? You see, I don't always go by script. I almost never have. I have a quasi-script. I have information here, information there, my own knowledge, background. The Spirit sometimes tells me what to say. He does. And I just move along as I go and putting things together, like building the track with a train behind you. But family, I try to expose, as I would if I was giving a briefing to generals in a G3 operations briefing or an S3 or an S2 intelligence briefing, intelligence estimate. You got to know your enemy truthfully or you're not going to defeat him. If all you got slingshots and you go and find out that they got bows and arrows, you got a problem. If you got bows and arrows and slingshots and they got this thing called firearms, you got a really big problem. You understand the point. You got to know your enemy. If you don't, you're going to be defeated. That's a guarantee. And the only way out of it is if you have a strong belief in God, he steps in because you depended on him. You know, I watched a movie this past weekend. It's called Into the Sun. And in that movie, it was about three survivors of a World War II fighter of sort. And three were in the plane. I forgot what it was actually kind of plane it was, but anyway. And it crashed. And they landed it in the water because they ran out of fuel. They got lost. So about their survival for 30-some days for that hour and a half of the movie. It's a good movie, actually, Into the Sun. In any case, here's the point. It took them to have to be out of food, hot, blistered, and without nothing else to do before they finally started praying. That's the main point. I could go on and talk about it and elaborate, but that's the bottom line. We wait to the last minute, man. The last minute we've exhausted everything we can. And you will exhaust everything human, and you will not come to any solution. Because every solution that a human makes, every solution, no matter what it is, it will eventually fail. You know why? Because it rusts, rots, used up, taken away, misguided, misdirected, or it's only temporary. Everything on this earth is temporary. Everything. Fuel, ammunition, food, metal, everything is temporary. Life, everything. You will not say one thing that perpetuates itself forward. Nothing. Everything winds down. Everything is about heat, thermodynamics, entropy, everything. But in heaven, in the supernatural, ain't nothing but future. The past, you don't have a past. You always look into the future. But notice on this earth, everything is in the past. Those who lost the Super Bowl, it's past. Those who got the Super Bowl ring that won, they eventually end up selling it because they don't have any money left after about 10 years or 5 or something. Everything is temporary. You had a few in the Super Bowl yesterday that celebrated. Yeah, yeah. Today they're maybe celebrating a little bit, slapping each other. Next week, we got a Super Bowl next week, next year. The rest start to think about Super Bowl next year. It's temporary. Everything is temporary. Your medals, everything. It's based on humanism, family. It's based on humanism. And the humanists is enemy. Islam, Zionism, Nazism, fascism, whatever, is a fictitious alternate enemy. Oh, they're real enemies, of course. But they're distractors that's created literally by the Vatican. I give the date, names, how they did it, everything. to get you away from the idea that in your school, your children are being attacked every day by humanistic teaching that started in earnest about 1945, 1950. I can give you the date. It was set up 20 years before, placed in operation in the mid-40s to take you down in preparation for the falling away. It's going on now. The war is in your education system. The war is in your home. Islam is to get your mind off of it so they can destroy you from inside. What I got to talk about today is the real enemy that's destroying your home. You destroy the home, you destroy the country. You destroy the family, you will destroy the country. That is a principle, as in chess. Vladimir Lenin said, destroy the family, destroy the nation. It's taught. Adam Weishaupt, 1700s. Gramsci. Family, this is what the battle is really about. You see, family, they got us looking in a different direction. And the preachers are failing at their job miserably, horribly. These preachers and pastors, rabbis, priests, bishops, cardinals, whatever the heck they call themselves, have failed miserably. They belong to the Council of National Policy. They belong to the National Council of Churches, a communistic organization confirmed to be communistic, materialistic and communistic. 1936, my naval intelligence confirms it. Used to be called Federal Council of Churches. They keep your pastors and preachers under control. To use these corrupted Bibles to teach corrupted instruction in the churches. To keep you away from being saved under the pretense of finding salvation and not doing it. I'm going to expose it. All week long. And I hope I make a lot of enemies, because that means I'm doing my job. You see? You can't expose the truth and make friends. It ain't going to happen. I really don't care. I believe I care about you all, but I don't care about their problems. I don't care about their threats. I don't care about what they think or feel. That's the last of my worries. The real enemy in our life today is secular humanism versus you and your children, tearing you down from the inside. While we worry about global warming, a false world overpopulation, which there's none, Islamic terrorism, which is real, but it's being orchestrated by the intelligence services. Let's put it like this. Watch this. Here we go. Let's say you are a real hot shot in the CIA intelligence. You moved up in the ladder, and you're like an apprentice. You're like following along with the director, okay, and you're going to a meeting. And he trusts you, and you're a real genius, and you're good, and all this and all that. Here we go. So you go to a meeting, and it's going to be a meeting of all the nations of the UN. It's a special meeting. Very high security. They got snipers on the buildings. They got, you know, all this top-notch security force protection and all this and all that. And you notice all kinds of folks there, all kinds of Europeans and Arabs and Scandinavians and Africans and everybody's there. And you walk in and you're shut inside. It's top secret. All right? And you walk in with right behind your director and you sit down for a briefing. It's a highly guarded secret meeting. And you notice some Russia, China, Korea, Switzerland and Africa and all kinds of people there. Arabs, Iranians, Iraqis, Turkish. You name it, they're all there. All of them. All the nations of the UN, and then some. All top-notch security intelligence officers and directors. And then you start talking about depopulation. How you going to kill so many people in the world? And how you going to go about doing it? And you start working with and briefing Russians and Chinese and Arabs. You notice some representatives from Al-Qaeda there and others. Family, they're all working together. You understand this? They're working together against the citizens of this world. Your intelligence services, every single one of them, work together under the Vatican control. The Vatican is controlled by the Ptolemaic bloodlines that are Italian and German, called the Illuminati. And they control every single one of the intelligence services working for them and against you. I don't care if you're Russian, Chinese, Korean, Timbuktu, Herzegovina. I don't care who you are. Don't make one lick of difference. Your government heads are against you, every single one and every single country. And when he starts getting that little bit of the conscience, wants to do good for the country, they assassinate him, demonize the administration to replace it. They say that the people have been subjugated under a despotic government, and then we go in and take them out. That's how it really works. So they put them under control of the Vatican. These are facts, I'm telling you. I know for an absolute fact that in the 80s, late 70s, 79, 89, when Russia pulled out of Afghanistan, I know for a fact that the CIA, ISI, Iranian intelligence, Saudi intelligence, Turkish intelligence worked together in different capacities to move the jihad in Afghanistan of 10,000 mujahideen into Bosnia and Croatia and targeted the Kosovars, targeted the Yugoslavia, to continue what Hitler had planned to do back in the 40s. Now, certainly, here's the catcher part. Yeah? You've got conflict between the Illuminati and over here in NATO and the Illuminati, Italian and German. You got a conflict. That's their problem. Both of them will be destroyed. It don't matter who they are. That's their little conflict. We're caught in the middle of it. There are no good guys in this whatsoever. This is supernatural what's going on today. So you're wondering, whoa, I didn't expect this. But you're under a blood oath to keep your mouth shut. And you have signed a non-disclosure. You can't say a word. You're going to jail or be assassinated. So you got to sit there, oh, what have I got myself into? Now, the way they control us is through secular humanism. That's how they do it. Here's some other things. Now, hang in there. I'm just laying the groundwork. Laying the groundwork for you. Today and tomorrow, and I'll probably be talking about this Wednesday. You got to know your enemy. And your enemy is up close and very personal. There's been many books written about the New World Order. Humanism, even, since its inception in the United States. The Bible tells us for thousands of years that there's a conspiracy. It's happening now. And in 1798, John Robeson wrote Proofs of Conspiracy. What happened? Nothing. He gave a copy to George Washington, a quasi-Mason. He didn't trust the Masonry. He didn't trust the Fabians. John Robeson gave a copy of his... John Robeson was a Mason. He's an honest Mason. He didn't like what he was seeing. He wrote, word for word, what's going on today. Proofs of Conspiracy, you can read it. He gave a copy through Reverend George Snyder, a copy to George Washington in 1799. And George Washington died in 1799. He died knowing that same year about the conspiracy. Andrew Jackson was a Freemason. But Andrew Jackson went after him too by the financial side, and they tried to kill him 3 times. He knew, went against them. You see, Nesta Webster in the 20s, William G. Carr, Anthony Sutton, William McDonnell, crossfire between that Knights of Malta, Patrick Buchanan, a Luciferian, and another, they tried to take down William McDonnell in a crossfire program back in the 80s. They failed. McDonald's showed them right up on the TV. JFK, Martin Luther King, Bobby Kennedy, Malcolm X, Barry Jennings, all of them exposing the Illuminati. They even exposed themselves. Yeah, in a way that you can't tell. They found out in 1700s that one of the court couriers got hit by lightning, and the authorities back then in Rasbon found the papers of the Illuminati agenda and started arresting them. So the Illuminati went underground. So why are they not down now? Why, after all these truth tellers, books, pawns in the game, all this Anthony Sutton, all this Tragedy and Hope, Carol Quigley wrote like a 2-inch book for Tragedy and Hope, and he was an inspiration for Billy Bob Clinton, another Luciferian like Jimmy Carter. Humanists and Luciferians, evil to the absolute core, every single one of them. So why are we still dealing with it? Because it's based on bloodlines. The people that deal with it end up dying out, or they get subjugated or killed or murdered or paid off or whatever. Satan is prince of this world. And his religion is humanism. And introduced to you through education, through wars, as a better alternative, but it's not. Because humanism accentuates the human. And we'll explain it as we go along. Now, here's the catchy part. You wonder why Kissinger's and geniuses and the MIT and all these professors and Jim McNerney and General McChrystal and Boykin, whoever, it don't matter, Rick Joyner, Larry Buchanan, Pat Buchanan, all of them, every single one across the board, when they're involved in the secret societies, should they, and they go to church, I bet some of them actually go to church. One of them's a Pastor Joyner. He's a Luciferian also. Absolutely is. He's a Knights of Malta. That's slam dunk. You would think they'd be smart enough to know they can't defeat God. They're certainly not. God's not going to hear their prayers. That's a guarantee. Because of the blood oath they've taken. So what's gives? Let me tell you what. Real quick, and then we'll jump on humanism. The separation is Lucifer, to those at the highest level of our governments, military, education, etc., believe that Lucifer is the real God. Because Lucifer is the light bringer, not the morning star. Strom's is wrong. Strom's, the concordance, says that Lucifer is the morning star. That is dead wrong. I marked it out on my, I got a Strong's that I use, but I marked it out because it's wrong, man. I blacked that thing out, put the right word. Light bringer means Lucifer in Latin. Light bringer. The Freemasons think Lucifer is the real God. That's supposed to be kept secret, from their perspective. That's why they wanted it out of the King James Bible, but they didn't get it out. But they have it out in the others, and they call it Morning Star. Isaiah 14:12. Now, here's the tricky part. Lucifer is the good God, they say. He's the light bringer of knowledge. Adam and Eve, tree of knowledge of good and evil. We are search of knowledge. Why? Knowledge makes us more human. Knowledge gives us more power. Humanism. So who's the bad guy? The duality. As above, so below. Who's the bad guy? Satan is. Yes, they separate them. That's their tricky part. The duality. The yin-yang thing going on. I don't get into all that. That's a rabbit trail. So Satan is evil. They know it. Lucifer is good. They believe it. And the two separated. So the big secret to Freemasons, they don't tell them at the beginning, is that Lucifer is the good God. And that Satan is the one called Jesus. Because they say the morning star, 14:12, Isaiah 14:12, says morning star fell. Luke 10:18, Satan fell like lightning. And then they show him Revelation 22:16, Jesus says, I'm the bright morning star. I said, look, that's the Bible. And they fool a lot of people that way. That's how they put Jesus on the outside. Now, the humans take off on that. You see what they've done? So Lucifer is the good God, according to them, and Satan's the bad guy, and we're following Lucifer. And your God's Jesus is the bad guy. That's what they believe. And that is a lie from the pit of hell. Because Lucifer and Satan are one and the same. It's a duality that's presented by the supernatural beings to separate and divide. Go with Satan, you lose. Go with Lucifer, you lose. You lose both ways. Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of the living God. He is God incarnated human flesh. They are one the same. Holy Spirit are also the same. 1 John 5, verse 7. And all three are one. Humanism then pulls people away and makes us human. But it's way beyond that. Long beyond that. I'm going to unmask it now and show you. Where do you start? You start with the children. You start with the education. When? 5 years old, right out of the mother's matrix. And that is exactly what they've done with the education system. It's what we've been taught since the day we're born. Now, I'm sorry that's been done. It's not my fault. And I know you might feel slighted because you've been wasting all this time getting lied to, but that's what's happened to us. It's exactly what has happened to us. You got to know what you're dealing with. Now, I'm going to show you how up close and personal this really is. Now, some of you, my regular listeners, you've heard some of this before. But I want to lay the groundwork of what I'm going to talk about today. And that's what today is all about, is laying the groundwork for it. This goes at the highest level. Enlightenment is what they're seeking. And each degree, they say, enlightenment. I want to see more light. And knowledge is what they look for. But not Jesus. Now, here we go. When it first started, now watch the difference here. Now, some of y'all heard this before. I want you to hear it again and hear it right out of her mouth. Here we go. Now listen carefully. Listen very carefully. This is on a TV show.
The panel has been discussing the spirituality and the forces of God, but I also believe that there are two forces that are here with us, that we do have our God that we can depend on, but there's also a power of darkness that we do need to be aware of.
Toward the light.
And that's where the choice is.
Do you believe that you can choose between one of them?
Most absolute definitely.
Yeah. Now Marianne Williamson says in her book, Return to Love, that we're always walking in the direction of one or the other, that all of your actions in life, either you're moving toward the darkness or you're moving toward the light.
That's right.
She calls it fear and love. There's this wonderful book called Ishmael by Daniel Quinn, which talks, which is anyway, it's a gorilla talking, but anyway. It talks about, one of the points it brings out is one of the mistakes that human beings make is believing that there is only one way to live.
That's
and
right.
That we don't accept that there are diverse ways of being in the world, that there are millions of ways to be
then
a human
how do
being.
You please
and,
God?
And many ways, no, but many paths to what you call God.
That
and
is
her
pleasing.
Path might be something else, and when she gets there, she might call it the light. But her loving and her kindness and her generosity brings her, if it brings her to the same point that it brings you, it doesn't matter whether she called it God along the way or not.
And I guess the danger that could be in that, I mean, it sounds great on the onset, but if you really both sides, I
there couldn't possibly be just one way. What about Jesus? What about Jesus?
You say there isn't only one way. There is one way and only one way, and
there
that is through Jesus.
There couldn't possibly be with
because
the millions
you
of people
say
in
there
the world.
Isn't.
There couldn't possibly be.
Because you say, you intellectualize it and say there isn't. If you
no.
don't believe that, you're all buying into the lie.
But that makes you right.
Do you think that if you are somewhere on the planet if you're somewhere on the planet and you never hear the name of Jesus, you never hear the name of Jesus, but yet you live with a loving heart, you lived as Jesus would have had you to live, you lived for the same purpose that Jesus came to the planet to teach us all, but you are in some remote part of the earth and you never heard the name of Jesus, you cannot get to heaven, you think?
And that is covered in the scriptures, too. People are talked about
truly.
That.
God knows the heart.
Does God care about your heart or God care about if you call his son Jesus?
Well, you know, God, Jesus cannot come back until that gospel is preached in the four corners of this earth. So, you know, figure it out.
Okay, I can't get into a religious argument with you.
It's not religion, Oprah.
I can't get into a religious argument with you.
This is not about religion at all. Religion is a hindrance. Religion was created to hide Jesus. Even Christianity. Okay? To take you away from the truth. 40,000 different sects. 40,000. Just take your pick which one you like, right? And some of them are opposite of each other, even. It's not about religion at all. It's not about belonging to a gang or an ism or an ist or whatever. It's about Jesus. Now, to hide that is humanism. To exalt ourselves above anything supernatural. By the awards, Super Bowl rings, by medals. You know, the Medal of Honor, which I, as a Marine, held in high standards. I realized one day when I got into this, I said, my gosh, the Medal of Honor is a satanic Baphomet, upside down star. It's a Baphomet. The Iron Cross, the Blue Cross is Navy Cross medal is Knights of Malta. You see, and I said, oh my gosh. And all these medals, education, awards, it's humanism. We hold them in high esteem. But they get put in boxes, cigar boxes, or up on a wall and they just sit there. And don't do nothing for you. They mean something in the time. But the reality is, what about your eternal future? Humanism causes us to worship ourselves. And that way you're under bondage. Because I can manipulate you if I find your weaknesses. Humanism builds upon those weaknesses. And no longer deny self, but you accentuate self over God. Oh, it's a lot deeper than that. Oh, I'm going to open up some bags that you're not going to believe. That's Oprah. You walk into the light, you walk into evil. There's your duality. Walking into the light, that's Lucifer. That's why she gives away all these presents, all these cars, all this whatever. They think they're going to buy their way into heaven. The Freemasons believe they're going to buy their way into heaven. By good deeds and doing all this, it's going to happen. That's why people do good deeds. They think the good deeds, just like Oprah said, if you have a loving heart, you accept Jesus as Savior. Fruits of the Spirit is what it's all about. Not physical materialism. Secular materialism is humanism. creating a fear of life puts you in a bond, a fear of death, excuse me, a fear of death from death education, from our education. Humanism is afraid of death. Humanism has a, what do you call it? Bucket list. Get everything done before you die. You see how it works? Now, that being said, walk into the light, Oprah talks about. Let's go beyond that. Let's take an actual meeting. Back in December of last year, I say last year, it seems like a long time ago, but it was just last month. Around December the 2nd or so of 2014, there was a Florida City Council meeting. It opened with a prayer to Satan and Allah. The same word. Mayor and the commissioners walk out of the meeting. This is a commit, and there's another effort to allow prayers before commissioners meeting being made also. It's like getting started in other states. More and more, we're seeing an opening in in America to paganism, false religions, and open Satanism. On the other side, you got humanism. All that's to take you away from God. That's what it's all about. It's a Lake Worth, Florida City Commission meeting, December the 2nd of 2014. It's not the only one. A Miami anti-theist, Preston Smith, stood and gave an utterly moronic invocation. And because of it, several of the commissioners and the mayor got him walked out before he began. You had Lake Worth Mayor Pam Trillo and three other commissioners exit the area and then return for the Pledge of Allegiance, which in itself is an issue. I'm going to let you listen to it. This is not the only one. He wants people not to speak about God and morality. This is humanism. He mentions Satan, Allah, Buddha, Zeus, and even Jesus, and Thor. I don't think he's a video game player, though it might be. In one serious invocation and prayer before a commissioner meeting. To do good for goodness sakes. He doesn't want to hear about damnation or judgment. Well, here's what they're not figuring out. When they, and they will, close down the prisons. And they say to a psycho that his religion is rape and murder. Come on, do good for goodness sakes. He's going to say, what? He's going to cut him up in little pieces. This is what the New Agers don't realize. They don't understand that those are psychos, those touched by Satan, don't give a hoot about the New Age. Let's all hold hands and cook marshmallows around the campfire. The evil will be released upon this earth. You do not want to be here because it will happen. Now, I'm going to let you hear it if you haven't heard it before. But now this is in comparison with what Oprah was talking about. Moving to the light or moving to evil. This is an actual commissioner's meeting. It actually happened. Word for word. Whoops.
Priolo?
Here.
Vice Mayor Scott Maxwell?
Here.
Commissioner Christopher McBoy?
Here.
Commissioner Andy Amoroso?
Here.
Commissioner John Zerdy?
Present.
If everyone would please rise for the invocation, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Vice Mayor Scott Maxwell.
Now they're starting to leave. They're walking out of the meeting, about five of them. And then he's a little ticked off. He says, duly noted, because he didn't like them all walking out on him.
Duly noted. Our collective atheism which is to say loving empathy, scientific evidence, and critical thinking, leads us to believe that we can create a better, more equal community without religious divisions. May we pray together. Mother Earth, we gather today in your redeeming and glorious presence to invoke your eternal guidance in the universe, the original creator of all things. May the efforts of this council blend the righteousness of Allah with the all-knowing wisdom of Satan. May Zeus, the great God of justice, grant us strength tonight. Jesus might forgive our shortcomings, while Buddha enlightens us through his divine affection. We praise you, Krishna, for the sanguine sacrifice that freed us all. After all, if Almighty Thor is with us, who can ever be against us? And finally, for the bounty of logic, reason, and science, we simply thank the atheists, agnostics, humanists, who now account for 1 in 5 Americans, and growing rapidly. In closing, let us, above all, love one another, not to obtain mythical rewards for ourselves now, hereafter, or based on superstitious threats of eternal damnation, but rather embrace secular-based principles of morality and do good for goodness' sake. And so we pray, so what? Thank you, Council.
To the flag of the United States of America.
Now they all come back in left before. Holding their right hand over their heart. Saying allegiance to the corporation. Family. Humanism is on the rise. And we'll start the meeting. It's a real meeting. Family, that's just a sample of what's coming. That is slam dunk. Now, they got what's called a group of masters, which are fallen angels, and they're evil, called the hierarchy or the community. And they're headed by a very advanced being who calls himself by different names. Listen to the names that this one advanced fallen angel calls himself. He is called by many different names. But he's one person, one supernatural being that's yet to show very soon. He calls himself, and relative to what you've just heard, listen to the names he calls himself. The Kalki Avatar, the Lord Maitreya, Benjamin Krim sneaks in on that one, Imam Mahdi, there's your Arab, your Islamic Messiah, the Imam Mahdi. He also is one in the same. The Prince of Peace, there's one for the Christians. The Krishna, there's one for the Eastern religions. The Christ, he's also fit in the role of the New Age Messiah. And Bodhisattva, your Hindu and ancient mystery religions. He fits all of them into one. Kalki Avatar, Lord Maitreya, Imam Mahdi, Prince of Peace, Krishna, the Christ, and Bodhisattva, Bodhisattva. And every century, he calls the masters to a great meeting in order to be impressed anew as the group of the purpose of their solar lord. They're called the solar lord is Satan, Lucifer, Sanat Kumara is Lucifer. And they appear at a festival called Wesak Festival every May. Look it up. Sanat Kumara is Satan under a New Age name, alias. Their push is secular humanism. So therefore, they start in the schools to get the children at 5 years old ready to receive Lucifer in each generation to get closer and closer and closer by using secular humanism. There's a fire coming. There's a storm coming. That's a guarantee. What generation is it? Nobody knows. But my question to you, you're in your home or a restaurant, and you're told that someone is going to set fire to your restaurant that you're in a specific period of time while you're here. Now, are you going to want to remain there or just leave? Family, death is being pulled out of here, awaiting the judgment that's going to befall this earth. But in the meantime, secular humanism is to placate you so you just sit there like a frog in cold water while they turn up the heat. Now, before I really get into it, now I'm going to give you some basics on what secular humanism entails, and you'll see this same theme perpetrate itself throughout what I'm getting ready to talk to you about. In short, secular humanism, Marxism, and Leninism deny the existence of God, deny the existence of a soul, deny the existence of absolute moral laws, deny the existence of any rights, inalienable rights, including rights guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution, which doesn't exist in the first place. That's a fact. Deny the sanctity of individual human life. Deny the sanctity of individual human life. Therefore, euthanasia, abortion, Die with Dignity Act, all this is part of it. Claim they can only be successful in creating this utopia by establishing a world government or a new world order. They believe the traditional family must be eliminated in order to obtain world peace. They have to get rid of the traditional family. Now, what have they done? Well, what are they doing? That's the question. You know, Jesus told us about this a long time ago. He said, weep for your children is the theme I'm going to use this week. Humanism unmasked. Luke 23, verses 26 to 32. And as they led him away, they laid hold upon one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country, and put him on. They laid the cross, he might bear it after Jesus. And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which were bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus turned to them and said, daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming in the which they shall say, blessed are the barren and the wombs they never bear, and the paps which will never give suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. You saw what happened in Black Friday, back in Thanksgiving. When it comes to this United States, and it will, the number of same-sex marriages are now exponential, increasing daily, pushing in Oregon and Texas the Euthanasia Act so your children can kill themselves and you can't touch them. You can't touch it. You can't stop it. You go to jail. Do you understand what I'm saying? When they legalize marijuana, legalize drugs to medicate them, put the ADHD, which ADHD is a lie in the first place. They require them to have drugs, Zoloft, etc. I talked about that last week. That makes it easier to be possessed, easier for them to commit suicide. People just sitting on their butts, on their hands. You generals out there, you got children, you got people you knew. And you're talking about Al-Qaeda when you all control them anyway. Bunch of liars. You'd be stripped of your medals and stripped of your rank. Because you don't have the courage. You lost your courage the day you took an oath to the Knights of Malta, Rhodes Scholar, or Knights of Columbus. And the day you went to brief the CFR, you lost your guts. You lost your honor. Because you're not telling the truth about what's really out there concerning humanism, the Luciferianism. Weep for your children, he says. And that's exactly what's coming. So when the Black Friday, when they're looking for, what, Christmas presents on a discount, okay, when the food stops at the malls and the grocery stores and the dollar crashes, when that day comes, it will, whenever it does, can you imagine if they do all that mess of fighting for discounts? Can you imagine fighting for a loaf of bread? And it will be in the United States. It will happen. And it's not far off. All they got to do it in a 24-hour period. It don't take long. 24 hours, it's done. And we're in it, just like that. A period of placating of prosperity will happen afterwards. That'll satisfy everybody, and we're right back to humanism. Survival. There'll be many who will forget about Jesus Christ. I'm trying to tell people now to be ready. You know, it's about 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 on Friday, on the way to the scene of the crucifixion, the soldiers commanded a man named Simon to carry the cross. Now, much is known about this man, Simon. He appeared that his two sons afterwards became well-known Christians in Mark 15:21. But a crowd of sympathetic followers wept for Jesus as he was led away. And he addressed the women in the crowd as daughters of Jerusalem, didn't he? He told them that they should not pity him. You see, he knew where he was going. He knew he was going to the Father. But they should pity themselves. He's referring to the terrible destruction he knew was coming, and it told them. In Jerusalem, in A.D. 70, the suffering and sorrow of those days would be so great that barren women, an object of reproach, would be considered especially fortunate. The horrors of the siege of Titus should be such that men would wish for the mountains to fall on them and hills to cover them. Do you not hear that again in Revelation yet to come? The same words are spoken in the book of Revelation. When those are left behind, the elite, those that turn away from God, those that are dwelt in secular humanism will be left. They will call for the mountains to fall on them and hide them. And then the Lord Jesus added the words, "For if they do these things in the green wood, what will be done in the dry?" Well, he himself was the green tree. And unbelieving Israel, which is what it is today, unbelieving Israel, established 1948, set up, protected 1967, but only because it was part of prophecy that the Jews would have somewhere to go. It is not the real Israel today. The real Israel is when Jesus takes it. And the Star of David is nothing more than a witchcraft sign of hexagram, as our stars and stripes is a pentagram used for witchcraft. 13 stars and stripes are for the 13 Illuminati families. I will tell the truth. And the hexagram, Star of David, has nothing to do with God. Has everything to do with Satan. Everything to do with it. But Israel is God's business, not ours. And they will turn their back on Jesus. Confirm a peace covenant. Daniel 9:27. Yet to happen. Big mistake. That's yet to happen. That's the point. Jesus himself is the green tree, and unbelieving Israel is the dry. So if the Romans heaped up such shame and suffering on the sinless, innocent Son of God, what dreadful punishment would they fall upon the guilty murderers of God's beloved Son? Family, we're not out of the woods. So secular humanism is the way they keep us placated. Going back to the 70s and 1980s, when they put this in debate, because across the nation, there was groups of parents who were asking, what can they do about the schools that no longer seem to be teaching reading, writing, history, and all those subjects that the parents once learned in the classrooms? They stopped doing it in the 1970s and 80s. It all changed. Why? Why take up the history books, put them in the back of the classroom, and give out handouts? Little by little, weaning the children away from the truth. And the history books were corrupted anyway. Many did question the new trends that emphasized values and morality in the schools. And when the children, even in high schools, are having trouble adding simple figures and writing a letter to a friend nowadays, you come up with No Child Left Behind to subjugate it, and Common Core. The purpose of that is to slow down the education process even more and let the government control it. Back in the 80s, in one school particularly, and even today, a student came home from an enrichment class, had a rebellious and terrible selfish attitude toward the family. This is not uncommon. Does this sound familiar? Especially as brothers and sisters. So in this one case, the distraught mother trying to find the problem, she asked the student, in this case, what I've said many times before, if you don't talk to your children and find out what they're being taught, you're not going to know. She asked the student why he became so selfish. Why are you acting this way? Well, this child explained that the school had told him he could choose to do anything he wanted. He is the only person that would count it. His ideas were the only ideas of importance. What his parents or what anyone else wanted was of no importance to him. That's what they're being taught at school. You got good teachers out there. They're trying to teach the right thing, but they're watched over by resident Marxist scholars assigned to colleges, universities, and high schools to make sure this doesn't happen, to make sure that the Humanist Manifesto is followed. In 1987, Herbert London of New York University, he said, and I quote, "The strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last two decades are breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by its preachment, that's Marxist and socialism. And almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar," unquote. I make nothing up. I have quotes, dates, times, names of everything I tell you. You know, 2 years later, 1989, Georgia Ann Geyer, a syndicated columnist under Clinton administration, she said, and I quote, "The percentage of Marxist faculty numbers can range from estimated 90% in some Midwestern universities," unquote. At the same time, Roger Kimball, K-I-M-B-A-L-L, he said, and I quote, "With a few notable exceptions, our most prestigious liberal arts colleges and universities have installed the entire radical," that'd be the Marxist and humanist menu. At the center of their humanities curriculum, at both undergraduate and graduate levels, unquote. Weep for your children, because they're being targeted. And you are the former children of the 1970s, of when it started. So you will allow it, because you were taught the same corrupt educational lessons learned. These institutions, and which ones am I talking about? I can actually tell you. I had a sample. In the Council of Foreign Relations, which is the Illuminati, which controls our government, that's confirmed by Cheney, Hillary Clinton, confirms that the CFR tells them what to do. I got the quotes. I'm not going to play them right now. That's a rabbit hole. I'll go down. It'll take another 15 minutes. But they confirm it. Rockefeller's created it. In 1990s, 300 educators, including over 30 presidents of premier colleges and universities, are on the Luciferian Council of Foreign Relations rolls. And these institutions include Harvard University, Yale University, Princeton, Columbia, Stanford, MIT, every single one of them are nothing but humanist, Marxist, and socialist. They'll tell you 80% truth and misdirect and lie the other 20% in their books, in their lectures. They're corrupt, and that's a fact. Cornell, Hook 'em Horns, University of Texas, University of California, University of St. Louis, Rockefeller University, Johns Hopkins, University of Chicago, University of Miami, City College of New York, and George Washington University, which is a Jesuit college. Family, there's rats in the belfry, and it's getting ready to fall through the roof. They're there. This is an absolute fact, family. When are y'all going to wake up? Dr. Pierce of Harvard, 1973, addressed 2,000 teachers in a conference. He said, and I quote, in 1973 in Denver, "Every child in America is entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill because he comes to school with a certain allegiances toward our founding fathers. He comes to school toward our allegiances, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international children of the future." See, it all started in 1945 and 1950 to target the baby boomers with secular humanism, to take down your sovereignty, take down your family values, to set you up for the New Age movement. Brock Chisholm, the first director of the United Nations World Health Organization, 1948-1953, he said, and I quote, notice the date, 48, "To achieve world government, it's necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas," unquote. He's a Unitarian. The idea is you needed all those values to fight the first two world wars. Then after it was to take it down. Freud, Gestalt, Edward Bernays, Gramsci, they were engineers employed by the Illuminati, and many, 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 many more in councils, committees of humanists and Luciferians, secret society members, to change the thinking of America. And it began in the 1950s. It was a cold wash right over your head. Drugs, rock and roll, music, everything all at once. Anti-war, anti-sovereignty, anti-God, all in one decade. Woodstock, everything. Drugs, everything. All at once, like a cold wash in a hot day. The shock on baby boomers. So they would teach your children by 1973, 1979, you're by this time you're married, you're having children, change your thinking through the 60s, and that was all planned out at Tavistock. So you would bring your children to a new age point of view and humanism begin in the 80s, then they would become parents by the 90s. Family, this is planned by social engineers. This is not a trend. This is plotted, planned objectives. Now, in this one case, it was a case, an incident that happened. And the mother, in this one case I read about, frankly could not believe this was going on until she checked with the school and found out that's exactly what the teacher was teaching. I really feel for the school teachers today that are trying to do a good job and trying to make a difference. And they get this lying, low-crawling Marxist scholar or principal or whatever coming around, sticking his nose in the classroom, scaring the dickens out of them, and they're worried about their job. So they got to walk and toe the line. Or some Eastern Star sprouting around there like a Benny Hinn, keeping track of and gossiping. So their imagination the teachers are using today is thwarted, and they have to compromise their values to a certain extent. It's got to be frustrating for a good teacher. Have you not seen the numbers is off the scale of female teachers that have affairs with their high school students and going to prison for it? It is off the scale. It is like a pandemic. This is what it's all about. To take down the institution. Far too many of the schools today are no longer hiding the secular humanism, the base of education. They're openly promoting the religious secular humanism in the classroom. It's a selfish, hedonistic, anti-God religion. Has become the official, or at least semi-official religion, of the public schools. All of them. Every single one. No exception. Your Christian schools, maybe. I know they're taught a little bit differently. In homeschooling, boy, they want that stop in the worst way. But right now, they're trying to bring it to us where we want it. And not realize it. That's how they're not forcing it on you. They're causing you to take it, and you're going to want it. Isn't that tricky? But you got to know what it really stands for. For example, the same guy, another guy, the humanist Charles Francis Potter, he wrote, "Education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism, and every American school is a school of humanism. What can a theistic Sunday school's meeting for 1 hour once a week and teaching only a fraction of the children do to stem the tide of the 5-day program of humanistic teaching?" Unquote, Charles Francis Potter, A New Religion, Simon Schuster, 1930. How much more is it going to take to convince people of what's really going on in this world? You know, I just wonder sometimes. So, it's not about Islam. There's school in Texas, I think. There's some teachers arming themselves. Now, do you think they're arming themselves against terrorism? No. They're being told to arm themselves. Protection from the parents. When the parents want to come there and get their kid out, when they start their vaccinations, when they're told not to, when they start teaching them about condoms, when they start teaching them about abortion and euthanasia, and your kid texts you, and you say, I'm getting my kid out of there. Well, you're private property, and you may be really ticked off in Texas and Arizona. Woo-hoo, boy. They all carry guns anyway. You see, that's what it's for. Because you're protective of your children. If you're protective of your children, then you better learn what's going on with them. To most people, humanism sounds almost nice. After all, if you're human, means you're kind and thoughtful and possess the other qualities that make you a human, right? But if you're a humanist, you do not believe in God. You attack the moral values taught by parents and church. You believe in suicide, abortion, divorce, euthanasia, you know, the right to die with dignity, and complete sexual freedom to commit adultery, fornication, and all types of sexual perversions. You don't think so? Well, then, I ask you this. Since you all are up on things these days, riddle me this. A federal judge in Utah recently strikes down a Utah's polygamy ban. Article came out, what's it like to date your dad? And this is a date. This is not a daughter-dad date. This is a real date. And then there's things coming out now where a woman here plans to marry her father after 2 years of dating. And they're going to move into New Jersey where incest is legal. So they can live together. As mother-daughter, father-daughter, husband-wife. Rosemont High School, about 2 or 3 years ago, they pranked their kids, a certain number of students, to make out with their parents. Blindfolded them. Said, now somebody's going to kiss you, and you tell us who that you think they were, and describe it. Well, they didn't tell the kids when they blindfolded them, and they secretly brought the parents in as a prank, and that's exactly what happened. Family, that was a ritual. And they all knew what they were doing. Of course, the principal apologized afterwards and all that nonsense. They knew what they were doing. And when we watched it, we participated. It was sent out nationwide. It wasn't the only one, either. Rosemont High School, Wisconsin. Pep Fest kissing. Then GOP Senator, a week ago, asked Loretta Lynch, why is gay marriage okay but polygamy isn't? Then in India, it's not just the United States. The husband's real hound because his girl, 18 years old, his wife, a wife, marries a stray dog as part of a bizarre Indian ritual that was designed to ward off evil spirit. But it's not just India. Overseas in the UK, a woman married her dog, tells the morning show, this morning, I'm totally her B.I.T., you know what. She marries a darn dog. Then in Australia, a man married his pet dog in a wedding ceremony. And then you got in Brazil, Sabrina Boing Boing, a Brazil model, Instagrams herself breastfeeding calves. Isn't that reversed? Aren't we supposed to be drinking a cow's milk? So the cows are drinking our milk? Something wrong there. I guess eat more chicken, huh? eat more chicken and drink cow's milk. And then the Idaho Christian woman warns lawmakers from Idaho, they will legalize necrophilia by protecting LGBT rights. You know what necrophilia is, don't you? Having sex with a corpse. Marrying a corpse is coming next. A man that marries his dead wife and won't have it preserved. Taxidermist will be really, really busy. Necrophilia, look it up. And the U.S. military, right after Billy Bob Clinton said, no, that's don't tell. And Obama says, well, now you don't have to hide anymore, come out of the closet. They're working together. Bush and Clinton and Carter and Obama, they all work together. They're puppets of the Vatican. Just like Putin, whoever is in China, North Korea, they're all puppets of the Vatican, controlled by the Illuminati. See how it works? Well, the U.S. military was hit with bestiality, sodomy, controversy after the Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal by Clinton. And then the role assigned to Obama was to now come out. 2012, a study was done. 15,000 male-to-male rapes occurred. Women, about 12,000. I'd say it splits up the military. And what were you, George Chief of Staff, doing when this Don't Ask, Don't Tell, when Obama, why didn't you raise Cain in the entire Joint Chief of Staff? How come you can't protect our soldiers from each other? How come you're allowing the suicide rate to increase? Why aren't you raising Cain with Paul Rykoff, who's doing nothing to curb the suicides of our veterans at 22 to 26 per day? I'll tell you why. Because the CFR is orchestrating the dadgum suicides. That's why. Since Vietnam, Agent Orange taking field showers with the darn drums used for Agent Orange. Bunch of cowards. Causing this to our troops, the cancer, to get rid of the baby boomers. I know your tricks. You secret society members, you're headed straight to a burning hell. And nothing will stop it unless you renounce the blood oath. And your family, you've cursed your family because of this. Four generations. They're using the schools, the Dad's Plea to School, ban unvaccinated kids to save my son's life. These are all part of the Illuminati. Take control of your children. Making them take the vaccines, which is what's causing the measles. Washington state authorities threaten to kidnap a child if entire family doesn't get the flu shot. USA Today columnist calls for arrest and imprisonment of vaccine skeptics. One day, they're going to have an incident in your schools. And they're going to say, we are going to vaccinate you whether you like it or not. That will start the pandemic. You see, far too many parents refuse to believe that this anti-God, anti-family, anti-United States religion of humanism is taught daily in almost every classroom of our nation. Y'all just letting it happen. Back in the 80s, several other cases. There are parents in West Virginia revolted against humanist textbooks in their schools. They had rallies and marches and meetings. They were chronicled in newspapers across the nation, actually. Late 70s, early 80s. But in too many states, little's been done to stop this march of humanists and their philosophy in the classroom. Another touchstone of the humanist philosophy is the Humanist Manifesto 2. The Humanist Manifesto 2, and they got number 3 now. They always update it. Humanist Manifesto 1 was written in 1933, about the time FDR, who'd already planned with Churchill Pearl Harbor. They planned Pearl Harbor in the 1920s, by the way, with the Japanese elite working together. They all work together. Stalin, Hitler, Churchill, and Queen Elizabeth were all second cousins. Queen Elizabeth married her second cousin, Prince Philip. They're a Merovingian bloodline. And all of our presidents are in the same bloodline of the Merovingians, except for Van Buren. They're all in the same bloodline. Now, isn't that a hoot? They're assigned, never elected. They're promulgating this humanism in our schools and in our work and in our lives. The Humanist Manifesto lays out their agenda, lays out their ideology. The Humanist Manifesto 2 was written in 1973, 40 years after Humanist Manifesto 1. And this manifesto affirmed the belief of humanists to suicide, to abortion, to euthanasia, sexual perversions, and divorce. That's why they make divorce so easy. To destroy the families from the inside. That was what's going on today. Did you know that there's a long history of witchcraft being performed by practicing witchcraft, abortions, being performed by practicing witches? And this has come out in public again and over and over and over. All along, many times, is a blatant statement by the witches themselves. But you all tune out. People out there tune out of this. Don't want to hear it. Patricia Baird Wendell, founder and owner of an abortion business called Aware Women, Aware Woman. She was an avowed witch who raised the stink some years ago, saying, quote, "You practice your religion, let me practice mine. My religion is a holy ritual child sacrifice." Now, she got a way of saying that because the abortion clinic was legal. They use the abortions as a sacrifice to Lucifer. That is exactly what every abortion is for. Under the guise of social issues or legal, or if it's a case of rape or whatever, that's the cover. The real purpose of abortion is human sacrifice to Lucifer. They're not telling you that. You'll find a lot of doctors that perform abortion are either warlocks or they're Freemasons at the highest level. The blood and the flesh of a newborn has also entered the food supply. Sorry to tell you. You need to know the truth. Look up Pepsi Cola. Look up the Diet Pepsis. There's a lawsuit about that. Parents in West Virginia, some years ago, revolted against humanist textbooks in their schools. Rallies, marches, and meetings. They did something about it, but did it last? No. But at least they did something about it. It don't mean you don't try. Humanism talks about freedom and world peace, but insists there's no God. There's no life hereafter. Now, go back to that prayer. That's why I played that prayer for you. That's what they believe. The end of the prayer was, so what? They believe that man can make his own morals, his own values, his own gods. What did Oprah say? There's many ways. It's wide, isn't it? Is heaven wide or is it small? Can I make up my own religion? Is the path to God small or is it large? Is a wide gate to heaven or small gate? At the highest level, they say it's a wide gate. Let's see what they say here. Billy Graham in 1993 changed his tune. He is told to come out now. 1990s, he's a 33rd degree Mason. Robert Schuller, 33rd degree Mason. And the idea is to get people not to say Jesus anymore, but the Christ. And I named you the Christ, and there's seven of them. But to get the name of Jesus out and put the Christ in. That's happening now. Billy Graham has changed. He was funded by the Rockefellers through the Lawrence Spelman Memorial Fund in 1949-1950. Robert Schuller is a 33rd degree Mason also. And they've changed. Actually, they just come uncovered. I got their actual words. In 1993, he came out to the humanistic New Age thinking. As he was told to do. So I'll let you hear him on his own.
Christ, or knows Christ.
Wait a minute.
Whether they're conscious.
Here we go. This is a humanistic point of view coming out in the open. Here in a minute. Stand by.
Tell me, what do you think is the future of Christianity?
I think everybody that loves Christ or knows Christ, whether they're conscious of it or not, they're members of the body of Christ. And that's what God is doing today. He's calling people out of the world for his name, whether they come from the Muslim world or the Buddhist world or the Christian world or the non-believing world. They are members of the body of Christ because they've been called by God. They may not even know the name of Jesus, but they know in their heart that they need something that they don't have, and they turn to the only light that they have, and I think that they are saved and that they're going to be with us in heaven.
This is fantastic. I'm so thrilled to hear you say that. There's a wideness in God's mercy.
There is. There definitely is.
And you see what's happened? There isn't a wideness. It's going to the light again. It's that light thing. It's Lucifer. I'm sorry to tell you this. I really am. But this is what's happening. It's the falling away being set up right before your eyes. This began in 1993 and now pervading continuously. Now, a typical attitude of a humanist, for example, people around the world have signed the Humanist Manifesto too, from England to Soviet Russia to Nigeria, India, Sweden, the Philippines, no matter. The signers include top lawmakers, scientists, women libbers, clergymen, most of all educators. There's a full text of the Humanist Manifesto with a partial list of signers that you can find in different, you know, when you look it up. I've got also a list that goes back to the 1980s, those that signed it. I'm not going to go over them. It'll take a while to pull them all out. I got hundreds and hundreds of names. and they're all professors or editors or professor of math and professor, president of Lamb Communications or University of Aberdeen scholar. I mean, it just goes and goes and goes in the thousands. Now, in practice, humanists are adamant that Christians shall not teach anything interferes with promotion of the evolution theory. Many textbooks exist, in fact, or that allows a child to learn about God in school. Now you see why they're pulling it away. They tell you to put your Bible apart, back to put it away. People around the world are signing the Humanist Manifesto too, of all types, highest level. So the British Humanist Association gives you kind of an attitude of humanist. Quote, I believe in no God and no hereafter. It is immoral to indoctrinate children with such beliefs. Break. Does that not follow Chester Pierce's thought? Yeah. And brought Chris home? Right on target. Continuing quote. Schools have no right to do so, nor indeed their have parents. I believe that religious education and prayers in school should be eliminated. I believe that denominational schools should be abolished. The creed goes on to say, I believe that children should be taught religion as a matter of historical interest, but should be taught ABCs. Should be taught about all religions, including humanism, Marxism, Maoism, communism, and other attitudes of life. They must also be taught the objections to religion. The creed goes on to say, I believe in a non-religious social morality. Family, continuing, quote, unborn babies are not people. I am as yet unsure whether the grossly handicapped are people in the same sense, unquote. Continuing this creed, quote, I believe there is no such thing as sin to be forgiven and no life beyond the grave but death everlasting. There's only part of the beliefs. Did that not go along with that prayer by that commissioner meeting? It's only part of the beliefs of humanists. They're promoting their religion in the public schools, just like Charles Francis Potter said. Humanism was twice declared to be a religion by U.S. Supreme Court, once in 1964 and again in 1969. So, who's fighting secular humanism in the public schools? Anybody? Are we finding out what our kids are being taught? Public schools in Missouri back in the 80s were being sued for teaching secular humanism. I don't know the results of that. I'm going to look it up, but I found it. And I don't know the results of what happened, but obviously it didn't work. Ohio parents back in the 80s won a battle in court against schools that taught secular humanism. Lawsuits, battles that are going on in other states have been quelled. No pun intended. You know, Congressman John Conlon, back in the day, he forced a vote against federal money that was spent to promote secular humanism in public schools. The vote carried in the House, and the Senate refused to vote on the matter. So the tax money continues to support secular humanism, religion, and schools across the nation. He's just swept under the carpet. So besides Congressman Conlon, there are others that were fighting the secular humanism in the schools and other institutions. Go to Albany, New York. Back in the 80s, there were parents in the Greenbush School District. They sued the school authorities in court saying that teaching a man a course of study called MACOS, M-A-C-O-S, Man, a course of study. Now, what that was the teaching of the religious of secular humanism. And Makos is usually taught to the fifth grade and promotes adultery, suicide, murder, and cannibalism. In Oregon, back in the 80s, Canyonville and Myrtle Creek, parents were successful in dumping the Makos course, and they did it through protests that include mass mailings to the entire district. And even then, the superintendent schools are also fired as part of the fracas. I haven't looked for a copy of that. I'd like to see it myself. In Canyonville, Myrtle Creek, Oregon, they dumped that man a course of study. Man a course of study. It's man hyphen a course of study. M-A-C-O-S. And in Canyonville, Myrtle Creek, Oregon, back in the 80s, they were successful in dumping that course. And the course in the fifth grade promoted adultery, suicide, murder, and cannibalism. Did you know that there's a military coup planned in 1984? Yep, Operation Northwoods. FEMA, Oliver North, Reagan, Giafrida. Declare a national emergency, suspend the American Constitution. That was planned in the 1980s. Also, in St. Louis, Missouri, parents were paying their taxes under protest while a case in court objected to the teaching of religion and secular humanism in public schools. In Canal, Winchester, Ohio, back in the 80s, parents were taken to court in an effort to take their children away from them because the children were attending a Christian school. If you're just a parent, one, in a teacher's conference meeting, and you raise a stink about this, you're the only one that's doing it, you can just about bet CPS is going to be knocking on your door. But if you've got a bunch of you together, you have a meeting before you go to the commissioner's meeting, or before you go to parent-teacher's meeting, or before you approach a congressman, senator, there's safety in numbers. The Child Protective Service, like their pit bull dog, to steal children legally. Senator Schaefer was going after the Child Protective Service some years ago. She's going after the North American continent, too, to stop that process. She's going to expose Child Protective Service. Well, it just so happened, Congress Lady Schaefer was murdered, shot in the back by her husband, and then he shot himself. Family, they were murdered by the CIA. There's no doubt about that. Bunch of lying scoundrels. And you got good CIA agents, you got good FBI, good cops out there that don't know what the highest level are doing. It's disgusting. California State Senator H.L. Richardson, he commented on the Canal Winchester case, another case in Bradford, Ohio, and he said the cases were important because as a state one, children across the nation could be forced to learn humanism in school. So it was the opinion of Senator Richardson at that time that the school headmaster at Canal Winchester would be arrested because he was teaching Christian principles as opposed to principles of secular humanism. Richardson said, and I quote, "Christian schools contend that secular humanism is morally bankrupt and offends their Christian faith. The State Board of Ohio contends that every school in Ohio, whether public or private, must conform to the humanist creed." About seven private Christian schools have refused to go along. It is precisely for this reason. They say they abandon the public school system. Humanism worships the creature, man, instead of the Creator. This is a doctrine which private Christian schools refuse to accept, unquote. May I see what you're up against? But there's parents. As a matter of fact, in Texas, parents got together and stopped that wacko Senator Perry, or Governor Perry, from passing a requirement that 9 to 12-year-old girls had to have the HPV vaccine. He got it passed in legislation, and it was stifled. It was stopped by citizens in Texas. The HPV vaccine sterilizes your children. It's killed 144-plus girls. India, France, Spain has stopped it, outlawed it. We continue it. So it's as if we live in a vacuum. We don't do a thing about it. We still continue. And doctors, Freemasons, Ace of Stars, and nurses, witchcraft, those that are, they're still pushing HPV vaccine. And the injuries it's caused is unimaginable and absolutely egregious how they do this. You know, in the Ohio Supreme Court in the 80s, late 70s, early 80s, parents won the decision in Ohio Supreme Court after losing in the lower courts. The court said that parents had a right to send their children to Christian schools if they really believed. Some school districts, though, will not give up harassing parents who don't conform. That's where Child Protective Service comes in. As long as school officials can use tax money to sue parents in Vermont, parents have won their fourth victory in the 80s against school district lawsuits in the same issue. They did something about it. But unfortunately, many parents don't recognize the real enemy of their home and their religion. It's not Islam. Well, it's the enemy, all right. But that's controlled by the CIA, Assad, and other intelligence agencies. It controls the alleged Al-Qaeda and ISIS. We funded them since the 1970s. Even Joe McCartney. Hillary Clinton confirms this. Right out of the horse's mouth. Many parents don't recognize this enemy in their home and the religion and the Wicca that corrupts your children and the tattoos and the belly rings and all these things has an effect on them. You see the dark nail polish. You see the doodad knickknacks and funny symbols. All that has power of the supernatural. The Ouija boards and all these things. It's portals and definitely the ADH drugs. It's all part of this agenda. But they don't know that secular humanism would destroy both if given the opportunity. Home and religion. They use secular humanism as a tool, as taught in too many schools, to foster a generation gap by design between the parents and children. There should not be a generation gap. We assume it's what it's supposed to be, but it's not. We're not supposed to have generation gaps. If you're passing on to your kids what you learned, and your kids pass on to their kid what they learned, where's the generation gap? Where's that come in at? Unless it's orchestrated by social engineers and psychologists through Tavistock and behavioral think tanks. Whoa, now you got it. Why do you think they call us the baby boomers? XY generation, millennial, because they're affecting and creating and fostering this generation gap by design. Video games, drugs, TV, movies, and education. Under your noses. And a list of some of the many educators who subscribe to Human Manifesto 2. You can find the list. There's also discussion of a number of top humanists among scientists, government leaders, abortion and euthanasia promoters, women liberators, and even Nobel Prize winners. Nobel was Illuminati. Rhodes and Rhodes Scholar, Rhodes was Illuminati. Look at the works of Dr. Sidney Simon. He is the author of many books on values clarification, which I'll talk about tomorrow. It's a values clarification that's sweeping the nation schools by storm. We'll talk about values clarification and humanism tomorrow. Oh, by the way, how many of y'all seeing the terrorists lately? I'm sure they're all around, right? You looked under your bed? How about in your backyard? Maybe you got a Islamic terrorist right there in the backyard. And if you got a walk router, I don't think you do. But how many of y'all see your children every day? How many of your children go to school every day? There's your enemy. Every day. Find out what your kids being taught. And you call other parents and try to educate them like we're doing today. Turn the tide by putting it back on them. You got computers, you got email. Y'all can meet for coffee or snack cakes, whatever, I don't know what. Bible study, that would help a whole lot. And come up with a plan of action, for goodness sakes. You're not about stopping it. It's about saving the soul of your child. It's about saving your marriage. It's about that Freemason daddy renouncing a blood oath. And I don't give a hoot if you had a great-great-grandfather. You got to break that soul tie and cut off that curse that you've got your family. Because doing good deeds don't do a darn thing about it. Renouncing the blood oath, now you get somewhere. And no secrets in your family. Yet you have them. The day you say, honey, what'd you do at the lodge today? I can't tell you. Well, you went through initiation day, right? Yeah, what happened? I can't tell you. Man, it starts right there. Oh, okay. But we did go to the hospitals and help sick people. Oh, that really makes it all better, don't it? It's like a Band-Aid on an amputation. And you keep the secrets from your children. Then you try to pull them in your Demolé and the Rainbow Girls and Daughters of Job and all this other nonsense. That's where you get your secular humanism. Awards. Badges. Prestige. Favorite parking places. You get contracts, but you're gonna pay for it. When you have to tell on somebody that they want to destroy. When they tell you, you remember the blood oath, don't you? Well, we need to find out his financial statement. But you know that's illegal. But you're under oath by God to help your brothers. But the God that you go to church with says you're not supposed to lie, cheat, and steal. Yet you're doing it because you're under oath. They got you coming and going, don't they? Then your conscience is going to wear on you because God's going to wear you out, man. He's going to wear your conscience out. I'm going to continue tomorrow. I'm going to expose man left and right all week long. I'm only getting warmed up today. It's only a warm-up. We're going to go values clarification tomorrow. So if you don't have terrorists in your backyard and you see your kids every day, that is the enemy, is their education every single day. And you can reverse it every night. Every single night. They got you 5 days a week, right? Well, 5 days a week, you reverse it on them. Every day. What were you taught today? What were we taught? Nah, that's wrong. Just pass the test, but what they're telling you in school is wrong. You can reverse it. But you got to know what's going on. Who's fighting secular humanism in the public schools? We're going to talk about that tomorrow. We have been already quite a bit. I want to remind you all that my broadcast And Bible studies are being ran randomly at highportradio.net, highportradio.net. John Kirkler, he has graciously plays our broadcast, my broadcast, and Bible studies daily basis on his network, and I appreciate it. And he's at highportradio.net. He's got a list of sponsors there, and he does run three states, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and he has antennas for each one, and he's living his dream, and that's a good thing. So get in touch with the sponsors there if you're going to use them for anything, and maybe donate to his effort. And for me, he just plays my broadcast and Bible studies. Also, my website is watchfuljesus.com, and my Facebook is watchfuljesus. And we're right there. Tomorrow I will continue on what I'm talking about today. This is really your enemy every single day. Terrorism will come, terrorism will go. It's already controlled by the government anyway. In London, over here, everywhere. They control all of it. All the intelligence agencies work together. But families, they're going down. Biden's had enough. The tribulations will begin. And boy, we're close. We are really, really close. Don't wait for that time. Family, bring your families back together. Renounce a blood oath. Pray before meals. Get to know your child again. No secrets in the home. And bring back those family values. And then let other parents know. And start a firestorm. Y'all have a good night, and God bless y'all. This is your watchman, Thomas Gamble, signing off.
And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Every day.